It's my responsibility. I made the wrong decision.
The Justice Minister, Michael McDougall, there admitting that he made the wrong decision in deporting a 19-year-old Leaving Cert student to Nigeria just 3 months before his exams. Kunle, who is attending Palmerstown Community College, is now to be allowed to return here on a six-month student visa. In an embarrassing climb down, Michael McDougall says he changed his mind because, on reflection, the deportation was too harsh.
I made the wrong decision, and I've decided that on, to use the great phrase, mature reflection. The fact is that there was no overriding requirement that he should be deported immediately prior to his Leaving Certificate examination, and that if I had reflected long and hard enough on that issue, I could have arranged and should have arranged that he wasn't deported until after his Leaving Cert was done.
Arrangements are now being made to have Kunle, who was deported last week, returned to this country. Speaking from Nigeria this morning, he thanked Michael McDougall and all of those who've been campaigning on his behalf.
I'm really thanks to the Minister of Justice. I'm really thanks to him anyway. I'm really grateful for what he did as well. So that's the only thing I can see at the moment now. So I'm really grateful anyway. So I wish when I come down as well, I would like to show my appreciation to him as well. Thanks everyone over there.
And you're welcome back. Let me see some of the comments. I said to you that there is a very much a mixture of comments coming in this morning regarding that news story that you would just have heard about the young Nigerian boy or teenager who McDougall has now agreed can come back to this country. He's giving him a six-month visa. He'll be able to sit his Leaving Certificate. Beyond that, we don't know. McDougall said this morning he was wrong in his decision, so hopefully we'll hear more about that during the day. Paul says McDougall should be congratulated for being man enough to admit his mistake. McDougall is a total coward, says John. Alan Hunter says congratulations to the Minister for having the guts to do the right thing. Paolo, on the other hand, says, do we vote in politicians who can't make up their own minds? Is that not going to set a precedent for all asylum seekers, which is a question I'm sure that is going to come up a lot during the day. What is it going to mean for not only him, but for the others who are on the flight, and for many others, for many other kids who have been deported who were in school? What does it mean for them, and does it set a precedent? Why should so much time and effort be expended to bring this guy back in? She should be campaigning against them, not trying to bring them back. That came in from a column. What a spineless twat that McDougall is. That 19-year-old man had no grounds to remain. The Leaving Certificate will be no use to him in Lagos. Thank you for those calls and comments. I'm sure many more are going to come in before the end of the show this morning. Very much a mixed bag. I think this it's a kind of a 50-50 breakdown over the last number of days in how people have responded to this one. But it is extraordinary. It's extraordinary to see our own minister turning around. Now, let me go back to some of your comments on particularly McDougall, I suppose, and McDougall's decision to do an about-turn on the deportation of the Nigerian chap who was sitting his Leaving Cert. McDougall announced this morning that he was wrong, the boy is to come back, and he will be given a six-month visa, during which he will be able to sit his Leaving Certificate. We don't know what's going to happen after that. Lots of a very mixed bag of comments. Michael and Baldoyle says, if I won the trip to New York, I'd give it to those excellent young men from Palmerstown and their social conscience. We're not all racist, Orla. Michael, I never said you were, but I did say there are some racists out there. And if you listen to the nature of some of the comments we're getting in this morning, you'll see what I mean. Send the Nigerian spongers home, for example, says Dave, and bring in immigrants who will work like Eastern Europeans, Chinese, etc. David in Dunshaughlin, wonder if McDougall is currently preparing his statement saying he was wrong about the IRA Army Council and apologising to Sinn Féin, hopefully, but I doubt it too, David. I don't think that day will ever come. McDougall should be congratulated for admitting he was wrong. Now he should do the right thing and resign. He's an embarrassment, says Sean in Dublin 6. I take those hard-working Eastern Europeans any day. Nigerians, well done, deport all the scammers that don't even like white people. A few of these Nigerians deserve our sympathy. They most largely come from well-off backgrounds, as flights from Lagos and false documents are not cheap, says another. Unbelievable, a handful of simple-minded bleeding hearts in the media and the PC nuts fall for some cock and bull sob story. Don't speak for me or the 80% who in the last referendum voted to tighten up on immigration. What a sick, sad joke, says another. A couple of emails actually before I move on. The human face of deportation is always hard to deal with. This coming from Tony in Trinity, and some humanitarian reasons can probably be found for all cases. However, we have a system and due process was followed. Overturning the decision merely encourages an a la carte approach to this difficult subject, and the repatriation will be a very costly business which will damage the system. Also, Nigeria is a federal state. Why can't people who have fallen foul of religious law there move to another area of Nigeria rather than come here? I've never heard the liberals who support these visitors' rights explain this one, says Tony in Trinity. And Tony, I suppose we'll have to wait for what the minister has to say for his reason for overturning it. I can see where you're coming from. Many people will wait with anticipation what Michael McDougall will say and how he came about to change his mind on this one. Alan says, you see, you let one illegal immigrant back in and now they want them all back. Where will it end? Once the minister made his original decision, he should have stuck by it, says Alan. There we leave it for the moment. As I said, City Edition will continue the discussion in a short few moments' time. And on me, criticising Nigerian spongers is not racist. There are white spongers as well as black, and brand all criticism as racist is very narrow-minded, says John. You've been all ahead of you, Deco. Flying him to Lagos, flying him back from Lagos, then flying him out again 6 months from now. How much is this costing the taxpayer? As Phil and Paula says, for the media to crow about McDougall's turnaround cheapens the dignity of this act. You will.
News 30, the headlines.
I think that in this case I was a bit harsh.
Eating humble pie, McDougall does a U-turn on Nigerian student expulsion.
We don't accept that this is a material change in GMS contract.
Collision course, GPs and finance minister clash over new medical card scheme and...
less than €400 a month, which is just over €1 an hour. It's actually slave labour.
Very bad form. Union lashes ships bosses over low pay scandal. Good afternoon, I'm Michael McArdle. Arrangements are being made to allow a 20-year-old Nigerian student deported last week to return here. The Justice Minister has made an embarrassing U-turn to allow the boy known as Kunle return to complete his leaving certificate at Palmerstown Community College. Here's our chief reporter, Pádraig Gallagher.
I made the wrong decision.
The embarrassing climb down from Minister Michael McDougall today. He says he could have and should have prevented the deportation happening. The minister has bowed to pressure from the public, TDs and cabinet colleagues. Kunle will get a 6-month student visa to complete the exams, but what his status will be after that remains unclear. The minister is also adamant it doesn't mean he'll be reversing lots more deportations.
This isn't a precedent for other cases. It's a one-off decision which rotates simply around its own facts, and I believe that you have to be able to look at yourself in the mirror and say that you are quite satisfied on reflection that what you've done is fair.
Kunle himself is delighted.
I'm really just grateful. I wish when I come down as well, I would like to show my appreciation to him as well. Thanks everyone over there.
Rosemary Flynn of Residents Against Racism.
It's not good enough. We want more. We want all the people on that flight brought back. Deportation stopped, and we want an inquiry into the manner of that deportation.
For News Talk 106 at the Department.